And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Big D and Bubba, they have a show 5 days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their mind, so they have an extra one, and that's how we get the podcast, the podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba Podcast, the podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba Podcast.
You guys didn't get into it as much today, man. What's up?
You know, we're just kind of sad.
Oh, well, hold on. Let me do the sponsor, and then you can tell us why you're sad.
Okay.
You know, some cars, they don't just get older. They get more beloved. I have a truck. It's a 99, and it's got 208,000 miles on this thing, and I use Valvoline Max Life in it. It is awesome. It's your best defense against the hidden signs of aging, and my truck is awesome. I love it, love it, love it, and it really is. It's we call it Truck Vader because it's black. And my kids, you know, the Star Wars thing.
It breathes heavy.
It sometimes. Actually, it runs great. You know that, man. Valvoline, 140 years under the hood. Seriously, check out Max Life. It is, again, like we said, your best defense against the hidden signs of aging for a vehicle older and higher mileage that you may be hanging on to because you just love it so much.
For sure. Sure. We're not sad at all. We're just, I'm just making that up.
Oh.
So, all right. Well, that was a good podcast, everyone. Thanks for listening.
This was the podcast.
That's the best podcast we ever did. Short and sweet and to the point right there.
I learned about Valvoline and then they're
heck
done.
Yeah.
It was finished. Yeah. You guys ever listen to the podcast with your kids?
Ours? No, because I've said things on our podcast that I don't want my kids to hear.
Oh, really?
I think it's great, though, because like one day whenever they go, you know, I think things like this, like podcasting and all that, there is an added piece of history for our kids. Like, well, let's say one of us were to go on and become president of the United States one day. No, well, you never know,
something,
dude.
Yeah.
Stop
something
it.
Something funny?
Stop it.
No, nothing funny
about
that at all.
But let's say something were to happen, and then, like, you know, you've got these biographers, you know, going back and trying to dig through and learn who you are and what made you tick and all that kind of stuff. And the same thing for kids, you know. They get older, and they're like, I miss mom and dad, and they can go back and listen to...
You talk about vasectomies.
Yeah, they can listen to all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
But it's just, it's neat. I think it adds something to a legacy, you know? I mean, it's just like I was thinking about Facebook the other day. They have those Facebook things where basically if someone...
I think they're called Legacy, aren't they?
Aren't they? Are they?
I think they are. The Facebook Legacy or Memory or something like that. It is kind of... I've always found it a little unnerving to see a Facebook page of someone who's died.
Yeah, I have a couple of friends who, you know, people I know that have died, and their Facebook page just stays.
I have, they have a thing where you can buy, and I have a lot of interest in doing it, to where every so often, like after you die, it tweets out for you and says, hey, you know, still thinking of me. Don't forget about me.
Really?
Yeah, you can buy like things that will tweet and Facebook post and do things like that for you post-death.
Thoughts on that? Go ahead.
It is Facebook Legacy Contact is what they do. You can assign somebody to take over your Facebook page, a family member or a friend, and they handle all your Facebook activity.
Okay, there's no Facebook activity after you die.
Well, yeah, like when people go and, you know, click on there, like, you know, it's Facebook. Your birthday pops up.
And people can write on your wall on your birthday after you're dead.
Yeah. Hey, we miss you.
Oh, my gosh. No. I used to have a pact with a friend of mine, with Drew, that we had a pact that we would will each other our passwords to Facebook, Twitter, and all that stuff. And that way the other one could, in theory, get rid of it or, for fun, keep it going. Yeah. Occasionally post.
That's what I said. That's what I said. There's a thing that will literally, even after you die, it goes into effect after you die. Somehow you have to jump through all these hoops and it tells you or it tells them, you know, if you haven't been in contact with them in X number of times, that it will post. Like they'll send out a thing saying, like they'll ping you, I guess, or send an email saying, are you still alive? And if you reply back and say yes, then it puts it on hold.
Oh my gosh.
And so if it goes
on. I'd rather leave
it
to somebody I trust. You know,
if you were to die and you had to pick between me or Bubba to do your Facebook pages after that, who would you pick?
Oh, that's tough.
Dude, I would have fun with your page.
Because, see, you would do, like, the respectful right thing, D, But Bubba would be hilarious. And there's part of me that says, I kind of want Bubba to be hilarious. Like, let's be honest. Okay. Like, I'm dead. So what the heck, man? Yeah. Keep all tweeting right. as me.
For Mother's Day, I want my mummy. See, that would be funny.
That's awful.
It would be great.
Okay, you know what? After he said that, I'm giving it back to D. I knew, it took one.
It's only a matter of time. They come back. I know. They're always attracted to his flashiness. and then they get burned by it.
And then he makes a mummy joke.
Yeah,
and
they're like, you know what? What about the big guy? I'll take him, actually. what did we do this week? We had a lot of stuff going on.
Brett Michaels, that was last week.
I start at the beginning of the week, or since we did the last podcast, which is last Saturday? I had a big party because one of our friends moved away, Mary Lynn, who used to work for us, and now she's moving. She's moving back to hang out to be closer to her parents. But that being said, something came up at the party I'd like to bring up.
Does it pertain to us?
A little bit.
Oh, great.
So when we moved out of the old studios at the corporate offices.
The old 55 building.
And we moved in here to our own studio. There was a bunch of stuff we decided we didn't need to take. One thing was this really fancy welcome mat that we had.
Oh, yeah. Well, you have to explain why we got the stupid mat.
My mother happened to be in town because it was around Christmas or New Year's when we were moving. It was like, well, you can't throw that away. I'm going to take it.
Man, that's a good mat.
That's a good welcome mat. So she took it and she put it in front of the door of my house. And you know me, I never go in and out of my front door, so I didn't even realize it was there.
Well, remember, I went to your house like in February and there was a Halloween pumpkin still like dead and rotting.
Right. This was years ago, not my fault.
It was posting on Facebook.
Blame that one on my ex-wife. Yeah.
it was posting on Facebook.
Well played, sir. But anyway, someone at the party goes, why do you have such a nice welcome mat? That seems so unlike you, you know? I think your welcome mat would be like, you know, college football or whatever.
I didn't know you had that mat, dude.
Sitting at my front door.
That's almost reason enough for me to go to your house.
It's a piece of our history. Well, the reason we have the welcome mat is because we had a program director.
Program director is the person who makes all the rules at the radio station. They are in charge of the programs on it.
So we had a new program director. He'd only been there like a week. And he complained to our boss up, you know, because we kind of don't work for him, but we do. It was a weird situation. Like, you know, we didn't work for that guy, but we work at his radio station. So he kept coming by. And he didn't want to come in the studio because he didn't feel like he could just walk in.
He didn't feel, his words, I just don't
feel welcome in their studio. I don't feel like I can walk in whenever I want. Partly because we don't want you to walk in whenever you want. That's not an illusion. Like,
well,
you know,
we're doing things.
Air doing a show. We don't want you to just come in whenever you feel
and
like it.
And distract us and ask us really ridiculous questions. About really ridiculous things.
Nonetheless.
This guy was famous for the three-hour meeting. Anytime you have a meeting where you have to order food to be brought to it, that shouldn't happen.
I have never sat through a longer meeting than oh, my goodness. I sat through longer meetings. They just didn't feel as long as his. Anyway, we went out, and who bought it? Was it you? Was it D? It feels like
I actually went and got that one.
It was Bubba, yeah.
Bubba goes out and buys this beautiful welcome mat, and we basically glued it to the floor in front of our studio door.
In the hallway.
So it couldn't be moved.
As a way to say, come on in, we don't mind. But it was also kind of a, you know, kind of a smart thing to just say, hey, you know.
Yeah.
It was us.
We know what you're saying.
It was us being
about us. Yeah.
Passive aggressive.
Yes.
Passive aggressive. That's passive aggressive. Oh, we heard you told our boss you didn't feel welcome. Here's a welcome mat by the door. How you like that?
Now he really doesn't feel welcome.
No, he really doesn't feel welcome.
Yeah. So you have that.
Take
a picture
mat.
Of it. I like to see it again. I remember that thing. It was really nice.
It was really pretty.
It was very ornate.
Ornate welcome mat.
It wasn't a good, like, wipe your feet on welcome mat.
No, it's not really, no.
It was one of those ones to look pretty, but just not to be as functional as it was pretty.
Yeah.
Okay, are we done now?
Yeah, oh, God.
That was the podcast. Speaking of pretty people, I did see what's her face on ESPN today, and
Britt McHenry.
Every time Britt McHenry comes on ESPN, D gets upset.
Yeah, she's the one who was all wigged out over the parking people whenever they towed her car and she couldn't get out of their lot and whatever, and she was just ripping this lady for being older, uglier, you name it, whatever, than her.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I saw the same thing. And Britt looked fantastic today.
She doesn't look good.
I think because now you know the inside.
Yep.
And the inside is very...
good for you, D.
Allegedly ugly.
It's very chick of me, isn't it?
Yeah.
But
I see what you look like on the inside.
I looked at the outside when I saw her up there, and she looked perfectly fine to me.
Yeah.
Well,
whatever.
I don't, yeah.
She had the smoky eye thing going. You know how they get the smoky eyes?
I hope no one ever judges me by my worst moment. You know, I'll say that because I've had some bad ones.
Yeah, but you know what? You're assuming that's her worst moment.
That is true.
You're assuming it's not.
Whatever. Yeah.
Look at you, Bubba. I was deep right there.
I went to the defense of Britt McHenry.
It was not. I can tell you right now, it was not her worst moment because I saw her makeup on TV.
Wow. You are like turning her. Into a chick, aren't you?
I don't like her. I don't like her at all. She was. Now I'm being what she was.
So yeah, you are. That's exactly what you're doing.
I know. I just said that.
I thought she looked fantastic.
She's a fine person, I guess, if you... want to,
if you're into that,
if you want to be around those kind of people.
What kind of people?
Oh, you know, people who look at other fat people and say, or look at fat people and go, oh, you should go to a gym, sweetheart.
Yeah.
Those kind of people. Hmm. And oh, you don't know, I'm better than you because I'm on TV.
I got a skill set.
You toothless, non-educated, I bet you quit high school, dropout person. Yeah, that
yeah,
kind of
she went a little off.
Yeah, she really went off.
I'm trying to think, what's the worst thing I ever said to someone at the cable company or the phone company when I was making them cry? But I don't think I ever did that. I think I, you know.
See that drone over your house?
Just generally berate them.
We have, the week was a big week because, this is Big D speaking, because we turned the corner on something that has been a hot topic on the podcast and on the show for weeks.
Gym and all that stuff?
What?
No. Oh, I was just guessing that's what it was because you were bragging about that last week.
And the topic is of Periscope.
You've come around?
I have come around to Periscope.
Now, wait a minute.
I
just because we get a couple of little foreign folks saying our names and it sounds
that
funny
makes me
does
laugh.
Not make Periscope great.
It
when
makes
we get
me
on
laugh.
The show, when Bubba, we'll get his phone and hook it up on the air, and we get on Periscope, and he finds foreigners, and we get them to say our names live on video.
I'm not going to lie to you. That's great.
That is great.
That's great.
It has made me go, you know what? Periscope is pretty good because that does something great.
Wait,
but
I'm
from
I'm,
that.
Are you on?
Way.
Are you going to do
I'm on
it?
Periscope right now. It's a girl in Italy.
From that side, I'm okay with it. I don't like it the other way.
Chad has
I don't
been
like
limited.
Him filming us.
Oh, I don't want that
all we the could... time.
I get what you're saying. It's not. It's I like it as looking into other people's world.
Yeah.
And
I don't
interact
mind,
and having them
you know,
interact
and,
in ours briefly.
Like when I did the thing and you were making fun of me because I was a hypocrite because we did the thing with Amber. That works in our office about weighing the suitcase. That was a thing. Mm-hmm. It was a little event. Like, oh, well, let's just see. Let's Periscope it. That I'm fine with.
I am too.
I don't like when it's just, hey, here's Big D and Patrick having a private conversation in the kitchen. I'm going to go in there and show it to the whole world.
We got some guys. I don't know where they're at, so let's see what they say.
Bomba Radio.
What?
I think they're in Russia.
We're trying to get a Big D bubble.
Yeah.
Right now, I'm near with
the. Come on, dudes.
Okay. They may not speak English.
I'm turning the corner on Periscope again.
You're going back?
I just said it again. Let's see what they say.
Oh. Hi, Big D. Hi.
Hi, darlings.
There you go. Thank
Hi,
you.
Darlings. Hi, darlings.
I'm back. Here I am.
Every time you get somebody with an accent to
I missed
say
you.
Hi, oh, he's totally in, man.
Hello, Periscope. You're my favorite. Yeah, that's
here's some guy sitting in an apartment smoking and looking at his phone.
See
oh, he just ended it. See, that would have been a good one. Cause
he get,
was like,
hey, get one and let's see. This is the dumbest thing we can get them to say. Can we get them to say... hi, Big D and Bubba. I I don't know. Help me out here, guys.
Dude, I don't know. This whole game is stupid to me.
No, it's fun.
This is the most boring podcast ever.
See if you can get them to say, maybe we can get them to say one of our golds. What's a gold that we can get them to do?
What's up with that, Zags?
What's up with that, Zags?
Yeah, hold on. We got to...
Well, can you say, what's up with that, Zags?
See, I mean...
It's so funny to me. It's
all right, let's go to this one. This is, I think, in Turkey. Let's see if they could say, what's up with that, Zags?
Bet they say it better than Dee does in that gold
clip. Shut
your
mouth. I was doing a lot of stuff that day. I was having to read a 4 pages of
copy. I can't
copy.
Remember if we explained this in that gold podcast, and I'm sure we did.
Of what
so
golds
great.
Are. What,
oh, no, and why you...
What's up with that, Zag?
What's up with that, Zag? It keeps going, and it just keeps getting worse.
Well, can you say what's up with that, Zags? Zags?
D is like
I can't
Ron
get
Burgundy.
This guy, this
he
guy's
really is.
Way too popular. I can't... I can't get him. Yeah, he's got way too many people. Oh, and
get somebody who's just...
All right, here's some dude sitting in his car talking to his phone. Let's see if he'll say it.
What's up with that, Zags?
I think he's in Africa.
What's up with that, Zags?
Oh, you know what? I'm going to say it again. He did it better than you, bro.
Yep, and Periscope is great now.
Oh, wait, I'd send him another one.
What did he say?
I don't know. I think he just called in a terrorist strike.
Yeah. Oh, Mert.
What?
I don't know.
Yeah, I like this, man. I like just getting... That's my new favorite now, is on the show, I think we should have... Because it's going to get old of them just saying our names. I think we need to get them to say famous phrases or...
Oh, we get them to say lines from movies.
Lines from movies.
Yes.
Famous speeches.
Life is like a box of chocolates. Yes.
Yes.
Okay, hold on. Just ask not what your country can do for you. Ask
yes.
Get a little guy.
And we, you know what? We just completely radio it up and we have an imaginary wheel.
Oh,
that we
spin. You know what we need? We need a jingle and a name.
Yes.
We're going to call it, you know, Periscope phrases from around the world.
Taking a dive.
Right. And then.
All right. I got one for you. Ready? Here we go. Hold on one sec. It's
looks like we're going to go
well,
to...
Well, there's a lot of people that they have chat limited to only people that they follow,
no.
And that's not cool.
You have two wheels. Do you have the one where you spin to see what country you go to? Looks like we're going to Zimbabwe. All right,
this
we're
is
going
a,
to Zimbabwe.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
And we're going to
get
him to say...
The category is movie
yippee-ki-yay
theater.
Yippee-ki-yay.
Here we go.
Shh,
Turşucu dedin. Aa, sana bakıp turşucu mu arada dedi ha.
What?
Benimle benim çay.
Sen de mi çay istiyordun?
Life's like a box of chocolates.
Zaman.
Haber bakayım. Turşucu hadi turşu koy gel.
Ay gözlere bak ölürüm o gözlere. Bana mı dedin buna mı dedim?
Bana demez oğlum bana niye desin?
Ortaya dedi.
Kanka rakı var mı?
Oğlum hep rakı la görmüyor musun?
Come on.
Bitirecek ne
kadar.
Abi şuna bir bak la.
Öyle ortada herkes. He?
Do any of these people speak English? Al. They...
Maybe.
Cekçinin... Şeysi, neysi?
Kralı.
Kralı.
Ask him if they can say squirrel.
Jack Kırkesir. Ben dayıyı tuttum kafa insan.
Squeal?
Squeal.
Squeal.
Dayı orada ya el sallıyor.
Squeal.
Buraman olmuş la ananı. Aa abi kulakların süper ha yazmıyor.
Yes,
I heard him say squeal.
Did you say squirrel?
He's, yeah, I did.
Oh, that's...
Abicim, konuşmana bir
şeker yok burada ya.
Hangisi? Kim? Onun mu, benim mi?
Hey, ask them if they can say, I love Americans, and America is our friend.
Clearly they don't speak English. Ask them if they can say, Haman in Siegnatic Spine, it's man.
Maybe you should find someone who speaks English, Bob. Is there like a...
Ya şöyle tuttum ya.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay.
Adı abin kim demiş sana? Yeter Jack'ten.
I bet she's cussing.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Yeah.
Yes, all of the no people who speak Russian and listen to our podcast.
Yeah.
All right, let's get back to this. So we're gonna spin a wheel for country of origin, and then we're gonna go to categories.
Oh, yes. You could be
movies,
quotes
famous
from history, famous movies, or song lyrics. Which one's it gonna be?
Let's see what we got.
Yes.
Here.
How about
it's another country?
You can check out any time you like, but you can never leave.
We're gonna need you to say.
Sometimes I thank God for unanswered prayers.
Yeah,
oh, that's great. Yeah, they're not talking.
Honky tonk, but donkey donk.
Need you to say, I'm a honky tonk man and I can't seem to stop. Can you say that?
Dude. You
say, I'm a honky tonk man.
This is like some of the best stuff ever.
And I can't see you just stop.
These people would be the best ever.
But you can't get any of them to say it, so it's just funny in theory.
Well, the problem is they don't speak English. And
well, there's a flaw in the system.
Can you? Okay, we're going to Italy.
What are we calling it? Wait, let's refine. What do we call it? We call it Periscope.
Ah, no, let's see.
Life's like a box of chocolates. Come on.
Namuslu ev kızı diyor. Façanız yansın karşın diyen de var. 32 kişi
oldu. Evet. Ay karnışacak. Bol
Siz bu işten anlıyorsunuz diyor kuleli.
Okay. It's I'm losing it now because they're not saying what we need them to say.
That's okay.
Look, we're America. What are they doing?
We're going to refine this. This is going to become an actual segment on the show.
They are defiant.
I'm all in. I'm going to make the wheel. Forget fake sound effects. We're going to have an actual wheel.
Oh, snap.
If you believe that, you are gullible.
You're going to do this little woodworking. Gullible. Little shop classing.
Don't we have a wheel sound effect, Bubba? Bubba, hold look on, us wait, up with a wheel sound effect.
Yes.
Tıkırambaş.
What the heck?
Yeah,
I think we can get her to say anything we want.
Mr. Çikolata değil.
Hold on. She's in bed.
No kidding.
No, what?
Gelme Ankara'ya. Ne gerek var? İsmimi Ayruba. Instagram'da da Ayruba olarak veriyorum.
Jesus. Wait, oh, wait. She's in... Oh, I was like, guys, she's in bed naked.
What?
No,
what?
Yeah, what?
Let's see if she says her name.
Kesinlikle gelme Ankara'ya. Ankara pişmanlıktır.
What language is that?
I don't know, but it's hot.
She sounds like a Bond girl.
She looks like a Bond girl.
O zaman
what?
İşler duygusal tabi.
Hold on down, baby. I'm gonna stand up.
Umarım güzel
I told you, man.
Gider ilişkiniz.
Yeah.
I don't care.
All right.
I don't care what she looks
we've,
like.
We've checked
out. All
right.
Okay, now wait. Do you have a wheel sound effect, Bubba?
She talks like let's she's see. Hot. You notice that?
Oh, yeah. It's like the girl that used to cut Bubba's, the girl that used to be the work at Bubba's hair salon, where she had that Bond girl accent. Mm-hmm. Didn't matter what she said.
Yes, would you like to make an appointment?
You're going to have a shampoo and cut today?
Burner, yes.
I dated a girl from Lithuania. She talked just like that. I'm not going to lie. It was the hottest thing about her.
That's the one whose mom didn't want her to date fat guys?
Yeah. She said she didn't want me to meet her mother when she was visiting the country because her mom doesn't like fat people.
Yeah. Do you know what? That's exactly the kind of attitude you want in your Bond girl.
Okay. Let's try this. I've got
six foot
girl
tall
in
and had
Paris.
Blonde hair down to her waist.
I've got a girl in Paris. Hold on. Let me do this, the wheel
here.
We're
back. Here we go. Wheel of sound effects.
Wait. Hold on. We got to...
All right.
Oh, and it
looks
landed
like
on
it
Paris.
Landed on Paris.
On Paris.
All right.
All right. And, the category is
Life is a Box of Chocolates.
Song lyrics.
Mais on se va. Attendez, regardez, il y a une marque.
Oh, I think we're bombing someone. And
oh no, she's walking by a wedding.
Golly. What kind of wedding is that?
It's at the Eiffel Tower, and I don't know, man.
Something going on in Paris, guys.
The Germans are coming. The Germans are coming.
What is that?
I don't know, but it's awful. All
right, so that'll be the fun thing. We'll start doing that. We'll pick a song lyric
so great.
And let it go that way.
That's a train.
Is that a train?
I hear the ding, ding, ding, ding, ding.
Yes!
She
yes!
said Big D and Booba.
She said hello, Big D and Booba.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you. I just wrote. Oh, see, there
can
we
can you
go.
Make that stop?
Yes. Okay. Sorry.
Thank you.
Okay, can you either stop that or jump in front of it?
Right. Yeah, there are cool things about Periscope, and then there are the dumb things about Periscope. So, you know, oh, wow. What is it? Oh, it's Europe. That's why everybody's on a train. I'm like, I opened up another one, and they're at a train also.
Well, sounds like we got a lot of stuff to get
Say hello to Big D and Biba.
Hey, wait, you missed it. He just said it.
Hello, Big D and Biba.
Hey.
What's up, Biba? Yeah. All right.
All right. So we're off now? All right. So we're off that. Cool.
All right. Well, I think that was a good podcast.
Is Periscope, they still don't have it for droids yet, do they?
No, not that I'm aware of.
No, that's.
You know, I'm on the Google Play every day waiting to download.
Are you a meerkat fella? Until then?
No, I don't. Because meerkat either one, is like Periscope. I don't care.
You do.
No, I really don't.
The day it comes out on your phone, you're going to have it, and you're going to be like broadcasting your daughter, and you're going to be doing this and that. Look at this party I'm at. That's what it's all about.
Yeah.
I would if I went to parties and stuff.
You
I would totally do.
What are you talking about? You do it when you're picking your kids up at school.
No, that's what, no, I'm saying I would do like the parties and all that kind of stuff if I did all that. But yeah, I do. I Periscope a lot of private moments.
Yeah. All right. Well, anything else?
I'm trying to think. What have we not covered?
I don't know.
We talked about his welcome.
I'm just riding the emotional vibe of it.
Coming off that exit.
I mean, how are you gonna? Yeah.
Time to get take that exit, boys.
I think the Germans are coming. That's where you peaked.
Yeah.
Okay.
We should have gone straight.
I want you to know.
We should have gone straight
into
traffic.
Show, we'd have gone straight into the commercial break right then. That was
traffic
the peak.
And an up-tempo record.
Okay. Well, I just feel like this is short.
I feel like you're trying too hard to drag it out.
I am dragging it out because we've got to go there. We've got to.
No, you don't have to have a certain length of time for it to be good.
Attention, fellas. I need to plea for a moment.
I'm about to walk out.
Yeah, I was about to say, let him just keep going.
Wait, here's the thing, though.
If we stop, you're not dragging me into this. If we stop, then we have to go home.
If we go home.
Yeah, some of us don't like to stay here.
I'm not done. If I go home, I have to go lampshade shopping with my wife.
All right. Well, that sounds fun. I think that would be great. That sounds fun.
So pick out a good lampshade there, Bubba. We'll see you on Monday.
You know, some cars don't just get older. That's where we went to the commercial.
All right, let's get a U-turn, Laverne, now for traffic. I was looking out there.
Some cars, by the way, the podcast this week sponsored by Valvoline. Some cars just don't get older. They get more beloved, like my old pickup. So Valvoline created Max Life. It is your best defense against the hidden signs of aging in your vehicle. Valvoline, 140 years under the beloved hood of America's rides.
Go America.
This was the podcast, but now it's over. But that's okay, because you can listen to the regular show
BD and Booba
on the radio every day.
I like your style, dude.
It was the podcast.